Hello everyone. Today in this lecture, we're going to look at the signature and how today the e-signature has developed. In a culture of literacy and documentation, people obviously have always needed reliable ways to identify themselves and to be identified by others. This could be for creating charters, contracts or wills, or for witnessing a document. Signing one's name by hand on paper has become the authoritative convention for this, and one that is closely aligned with our own sense of identity. In addition, signatures are important in legal documents, since by signing a paper document, the contents can become enforceable against the signatories. The Sumerians, in the 5th to the 3rd millennia BC, are considered the originators of writing, and these ancient people also developed ways of authenticating who wrote things. The Sumerians created seals, or intricate works of art carved in clay tablets, to identify possession. In many civilizations throughout history, people have used symbols and other marks to authenticate or acknowledge writings and drawings, and even to accept the contents of documents. The earliest actual handwriting signature we have has been traced to the year AD 439 and is attributed to the Roman Emperor Valentinian III. Signatures are connected with graphology, which is the study and analysis of handwriting, especially in relation to human psychology. Graphology is a science originated in the mid-1600s when an Italian professor, Camillo Baldi, wrote a book about how one can learn about a person's character and personality by looking at his writing. After the book was published, the study acquired a large following and spread widely. The Frenchman, Jean Michon, became the first to use the term graphology, applying two Greek words to describe the new study, grapho, meaning to write, and logos, meaning knowledge. Michon's contribution to graphology is immense. He formed graphological societies, published magazines, and founded an academy for the subject. His approach was rather uncomplicated. He would study only the separate written elements instead of a more complex approach. The method implied that presence of one graphological feature indicates a certain trait of character, whereas its absence implies the opposite feature. Not all his students and successors would accept Michon's method, though all agree that handwriting is a way of indicating personality. Wilhelm Preyer, child psychologist, wrote in 1895 that writing originates in the brain, not in the fingers, and that handwriting is actually brain writing. This premise underlines how graphologists believe that a person's handwriting mirrors his or her thoughts. Signatures were of particular interest to graphologists, but technology may now have made the handwritten signature obsolete. Technology companies in the 1980s and 1990s created instruments that let businesses send signed contracts across the globe in seconds.